statement, and then we'll open up for questions. Please raise your hand, and Larry will bring you the mic.
Okay, well, proud of our guys. I think that was a huge win. Anytime you can get a division win in the conference, and certainly Miami has a lot of really good players, good athletes. So played a pretty clean game. We had some penalties, but other than that, it was a pretty clean game offensively. Did a great job possessing the ball, keeping their athletes off the field. And then we got some crucial stops there by the defense when we had to, when we got backed up, made them kick a field goal, and got the turnover there at the end. So, we played about the way we need to play to win the game, I think. So happy for our players. I thought it was a good team win.
Paul, can you describe your thinking with the play right before the fourth quarter? Obviously, you guys
the pass play to Tony, we got ourselves in about a 3rd and 15, which wasn't good. So, thought maybe we could catch the wheel. We caught him on the linebacker, and Justin made a nice throw, and Tony made a big catch for us. So it was a post wheel with a dig, and the wheel being the first option, and we got what we were looking for. You know, the way the game was going, both teams were moving the ball pretty well, and I just, that's what we do. I told our team, hey, we're going to run the triple. That's what we do. We do it every day. It's 2 yards. Let's go get it. And we did. I mean, Justin made a nice read, got it kicked on the edge, and they didn't have anybody out there. So it was good.
What were you seeing with Zach? He had, 29 carries today.
Really, it's the way they played. They just didn't take the first guy that we were reading didn't take him. So, when that happens, he's going to get the carries. And then we ran some speed option stuff out of our unbalanced set. But Zach played hard. Thought he ran the ball really hard.
It seems like this was the first complete game you guys have played this year in terms of, all three phases of the game kind of all keying in at the right moments and coming up with big plays.
Well, we got contributions out of everybody, I think. It was a crazy game because they hit several big plays. It was kind of a tale of two tales. I mean, they were hitting some big plays, and we were 6 and 8 yarding them to death. So, once we got up on them and got up 2 scores, I felt pretty good about the way it went. And, our defense bent a little bit, but Jamal made a great play there at the end to seal the thing.
Big loss tonight on Zach Lasky, career-high 29 carries, I believe he was, but he really brought the whip for
him. Yeah, he played hard. I thought he ran hard, made some nice runs. They had decided that they were not going to let Justin carry the ball. And that's okay. If everybody does what they're supposed to, then the other facet, should be there. And Zach worked hard for what he got. We had a hard time cutting them off on the backside some. Most of the tackles they made really was the backside two technique off the cutoff.
You had said, I guess, earlier in the week you were waiting to kind of see Jamal and Isaiah kind of step up and make a couple of signature plays, and they both did today.
Both got huge interceptions, and I thought they both tackled better. We'll look at the tape. We missed some tackles still, but our tackle, I think we're getting better. We're getting better every week, and that's what you hope that you can do. And we'll have to get better this week because the crowd coming in they don't beat themselves. They're very well coached, and they play hard, and they've got a lot of guys that are older and redshirted and have played, so it'll be a good game again.
What was the biggest adjustment against Duke Johnson? How the first quarter seemed like you had him checked?
Well, there really wasn't a lot of adjustments. I mean, we just played better. The only thing that we talked about a little bit was just getting a base defense and settle down and play where everybody knows where they're going and limit some big plays. And he's a really good player. I mean, he makes a lot of people look silly. He's quick and fast, and they've got a lot of really good athletes.
The last drive from Miami, when you're up 2 scores, the defense really made them work hard for those yards and use up a lot of clock.
Yeah, well, we got 4th and 4 at the 50. Ryan's done a nice job punting for the most part all year, and I knew they had to have 2 scores. We didn't give up a big play. The only way they were going to get the ball back is an onside kick, and they were going to have to get it. They were going to have to score, get a 2-point conversion, or else they'd had to had two field goals. So, you know, we'd like to punt them a little deeper, but he got them inside the 20. And, you know, they got some chunks, but when it got down there close, the thing kind of closed off and we were able to drop some people. And like I said, Jamal made a nice play. Actually, the defensive line was getting pretty good pressure, really.
What was the strategy where they tried to kind of neutralize the speed that this team had in Miami?
How do you neutralize it? You hold the ball for 40 minutes and 45 seconds, and they don't get it, and they're not out there. I mean, that's the best way to play a team like that is keep them off the field. I don't know how many total plays they ran. They'd run 21 at half. It was all they ran 44 plays in the game.
Got some call on the fake punt. What did you see there? Did you see someone film?
We just watched the tape, and Coach Wyszelski did a nice job having the fake in. And if you're going to fake a punt, you got to do it on your end. But to me, I mean, if it's going to work, because you know everybody's going to play safe around midfield. At that point in the game, it was both sides were kind of moving and scoring. I mean, there were four possessions in the first half. Both teams had the ball four times. And couldn't have been much more than that in the second half. So each possession was paramount. And if you can steal yourself another turn, you know, Rodwell looked like a tailback when he took off of that thing.
Well, you guys, Justin, in particular, you guys did a good job of taking what you were getting in the offensive offense. My question being that DeAndre, you know, didn't back in the game.
No, but I'm going to tell you what, he blocked his tail off. Okay. And I told him after the game, he'll get his turn. I mean, the way that game was going, it was limited possessions. Really, if we ran the ball three times, they had a hard time stopping it. There were some things maybe in the passing game we could have done, but I felt like it was more important to try to run the clock, keep them off the field. And like I said, when we ran the ball three times, we usually made a first down. So it was, wasn't that we didn't want to throw it. And actually, Justin hit a couple big passes on third down to bail us out of a couple third down plays. So, it worked about like it needed to, I think, for us to win the game. I thought the crowd was great, especially the students, loud, into it, did a nice job. It was, night games here are always a lot of fun.
It seemed like you guys did a really great job staying on schedule today, and the blocking up front in particular and on the edge seemed to be...
Well, it was okay. It was better. I mean, it still wasn't great all the time. You know, the only time that really we got ourselves behind is when we try to throw. And if you throw and you're unsuccessful, then you get yourself behind a little bit. And when we were having so much success running the ball, you really didn't want to take a shot, because if we had taken a couple of shots passing, they would have been deep shots off play action. And even if you score, they're back out there. So it was better to try to 6-7 minute drive and score, you know, better for everybody.
Any more questions?
Okay, guys.
Yeah. Next up, Jamal Golden, Perkins.